3 days gained in a new pair of shoes, start moving for a reason, to find a reason to move, to find a place, a thing, a person, job, jail, self-respect, with a map of sympathetic squats and songs to speed the steps. Thought I'd leave no trail to follow, let no one find my clues, as I crossed the country, whistling songs, writing rambling blues. Met a man stopped on I-75, his tires run flat, said his name was not important, nor was mine at that. Said it's plain dangerous to just be walking around. We need aluminum armor, we need tires on the ground. We need cylinders, brakes, and fossil fuels. A man stopped on I-75, telling me the rambling blues. Went to sleep when it turned dark, lay hidden in the dirt. Woke up before the sun rose, a spider on my shirt. Said, excuse me, sir, could you move your legs? He said, I stayed too long here anyway. But thanks for not just slapping me off like most people do to you. Spinning out those rambling blues. Found a train, headed out, so I shrugged and climbed inside. Found out I wasn't the first young man to try and hitch this ride. Found a dozen more all sitting around talking, making plans, taking breaks from walking, and one held a switchblade, one a gun, so I guess I had to choose. Do I try to fight, try to run, or do I tell them my rambling blues? As things turned out, they were rambling too, and I was glad to have another man to their crew. They were cruising around, singing the shlimy move, because when it came to protest, it was a simple two. Suits with the guns didn't seem to mind, and they seemed to tip well too, dropping quarters into hats and shaking their heads at their rendition of the rambling blues. I took my leave and headed on out, feet kicking on the road again, when I met a serpent on the sidewalk with a lisp and a shifty grin. He said, don't tense up, kid, I'm not looking to fight. As I lowered my guard, he took a bite. So as he crept away, I felt a stinging creeping up from my shoes, the venom burning in my legs to end my rambling blues. So I was numb from the hips on down. It was looking like I wouldn't make it back into town. So I stepped out on the road and raised my thumb up to the sky. And who should stop but the man I'd met stranded on I-75. He said, what I tell you, son, you're a fool. Now hop in the back and close your eyes. Try to dream of some rambling blues. The nurse said that logically I should have been dead. That I was lucky that the venom never reached my head. And asked me where I wanted to go. I shook my head and raised my hands in a gesture of said, I don't know. How about some place, she said, where the snakes can't get to you? That sounded nice to get back home and close my rambling blues. When I got home and told the family about all the people I'd met and all the things I found out, Grandma looked around and said, what did I say? I knew the kid would find out on his own someday that the earth spins, child, and the soil is loose. Hold fast to the grasp of both of your hands, or you'll feel those rambling blues.